Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center was with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And of course, what else would the world be without if we didn't have David Swenson here, who is our, what would I call it? He is our economic development director extraordinaire. Job he's had now for over 6 years, and he still has hair to prove it.
I still have hair, a little bit of hair.
How are you, David?
I'm doing good. Good. Appreciate the time here today.
So here we are. We're a year plus into the COVID world. We seem to be slowly coming out of this. True or false, COVID has had an impact on what your normal business has been?
True. Absolutely true. And another true statement is the wheels are starting to turn. We're starting to get back into activities. So, COVID has its impact in the world, and we're part of that world, so definitely.
All right, so when we say wheels are starting to turn, put a little bit of meat on that bone, if you would.
Yeah, so I think if you look at the sentiment of business today, they're positive. I know some surveys out on small business across the country says, yeah, optimism is there, and it's higher than it was 6 months ago, 3 months ago, and so we're looking forward to that. Here, you see people out. You see them spending money. They have some money. We all got stimulus checks, or the majority of us probably did. So we have a little money to spend in the economy, and that's good. That's what the federal government wanted. We see businesses making decisions. We see them looking at where do they invest their capital, either speculatively or responsive to the market demands that are out there. So deal flow is up since November. Really, since November, it started to pick up. I think it was a factor of the election cycle that we went through, and usually we see a dip in election year. But after the election is done, something happens, and we see an uptick usually. So,
well, if something, talk about being up, if you just take a look at the stock market,
yes,
and what's been going on with that,
absolutely,
that certainly is an indicator that people believe in America and that we're going to continue to flourish no matter who the politicians are.
Yeah, so those returns to the investment that people make in the stock market are good. Bond market's okay, I guess. But what we're also seeing, though, and this is something to watch, is the inflationary elements that are playing out in the marketplace. We know that we have increased pricing in our construction, and I can tell you a little more about that if you want to, but pricing in our wages, the overall timing of getting raw materials has kind of pushed out. Some of that's COVID-related because you had, you know, pressures in suppliers getting products from overseas or shutdowns at their facilities in the United States. Or in Texas's case, we had issues with the electrical outages, and that affected manufacturing and supplies. So,
you know, when you talk about the basic costs of raw materials, I had a contractor friend of mine tell me, now he's a residential builder, and he builds primarily down in Charleston.
Yep.
He said in the last year and a half, his lumber costs are up over 400%.
Yes.
400%.
Absolutely.
So building a house for $100 a square foot, forget that.
Yeah.
Ain't going to happen anymore.
Yeah. Some data points I just got from our friends in construction, mainly your commercial industrial. Annual increases, 180% for lumber. Steel products, 50% increase. Deliveries are taking 5 to 6 months. So it used to be much shorter than that. Electrical wiring and conduit, 30% increase. Drywall, 25%, but they're on allocation. So if they got it, they can get it, but it's going to be somewhat restricted. Metal studs for drywall, 100% increase. And then plumbing and piping, 20%, but on allocation. Interesting, when I asked my contact about this, I said, well, do you see contractors going to alternative construction products? He said, absolutely, because steel, being its constraint that it has, they're looking at, is it cheaper to put in a concrete floor like the old days, like you see at the Thread Building in downtown Rock sure. Hill? Absolutely. He's like, it's pricing out much more competitive. So interesting.
Well, you know what else is also interesting? And I'm sure you're seeing at your sector, the industrial sector, as they are here in the retail sector. Where are the people who used to work in these jobs? What's happened to them?
Great question. So there's a number of them that have not gone back into employment if they were working in like the retail or manufacturing. But most manufacturing is starting to come back. I can tell you on the projections that we had. So unemployment 4.8% right now. We had 12.4% May of last year. So that was our peak. But just note this, prior to that, we were at 2.9% unemployment. So we do have some people still out there. Now, we'll see how quickly they come back, given that the stimulus checks, the unemployment checks will run out, and those funds won't be available in their bank account. So they'll have to go back to work. But what we see on the employment levels, so total York County employment, if you baseline it from last year this time, projections are that based on a source that we use, we won't be back to our full employment level that we were previous till quarter four, 2022.
Really?
Yeah, they have some analysis they do. And if you look at the manufacturing, it'll be 2024, fourth quarter. Warehouse distribution transportation industry, which is active here, same thing, 24, fourth quarter. Interesting, though, on retail services, it'll be 2023, second quarter. So that'll come back sooner, they think, on the retail. But on accommodations and food service, that's the longest. It'll be 2025, third quarter.
That's, say that one again?
Yeah, 2025, third quarter for accommodations and food service. That's when we'll be back to the levels in which we were before.
God, so hotels and restaurants.
Yeah. Eww. Now, that can change if you start saying we get into the herd immunity and all those impacts. But
of course, I to me, while I understand the need for stimulus, I got it. But the way they have orchestrated the stimulus is certainly a disincentive to go back and work. And I heard the other day on the radio, I about drove off the road, that South Carolina has joined a number of other states saying that if you are drawing unemployment, you are now going to have to show that you have looked for a job. But that does not include applying for the job.
Right.
So what does that mean? I drive down the road. Oh, I saw a hiring sign there. Great. That takes care of that.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's an interesting dynamic and dilemma, really. And at the same time, I think economists will say keeping that money in the economy and going instead of a stall. And you're a former pilot, I guess. You don't want the stall. That can be really bad. Yeah, you crash. But at the same time, what's the most efficient and effective way to implement dollars spend and getting people into a focus with work in mind? Getting back to work.
Well, one of the things that I know you tout quite regularly as far as incentives for a new business to locate here or to expand here
right. Is
that we got a workforce.
Absolutely.
And we can put that workforce to work, you know, using York Technical College or whoever to have them take care of what your needs are. Well, how do you say that now?
It's a little different. It's a little trickier. But at the same time, I don't think the data points totally go away. Where we know we have growing population base because people want to live here. Okay, but what does that bring? It brings people who are either coming for a job that have signed on, maybe in York County or elsewhere, but they have a trailing spouse. And so those people could be available to work and go to unemployment here. Then you have those people who we know are getting retrained or trained up within companies or through our technical college system, through our apprenticeship program in the state, in the local area. There's a lot of things that we can document to a company about our labor draw, which is eight counties, but more even specific here to York County.
Well, I think one of the things that you just referenced is the fact that we are without question, without a doubt, look at any indicator you want, we have got a growing population in this entire region, not only York County, but Mecklenburg County and the surrounding ring counties.
Yep.
And that's a pool that is continuing to grow so fast.
It is.
That we don't have enough housing stock for them. I mean, and the roads are getting all jammed up. I mean, everybody wants to live down here. I understand that.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, the sunshine is bright here in York County, literally today and here in the future of us for our housing. We'd like to say also for our employment potential here. We know that this fiscal year, there's been six projects that have announced and bringing potential for a good 670 jobs and new investment. I think that's the key thing to drive home, Manning, and we talk about this with our council, and they believe in it, that keeping the tax base affordable and maintainable for the services that we need to provide as a county and our other governments doing the same, but also making sure that we're not overtaxing our people. So, you know, where we can provide the good roads and investments there, schools as well. Really, the schools are the big part of your tax bill. Mm. But industry pays a good share of that, and they believe in the schools. They believe in investing in good tax payments that will help our community. So.
And for those who are new to our community, and we know we have a lot who are to the state of South Carolina, we got a wacky tax system here that taxes industry at 10.5%, taxes commercial at 6%, taxes residential at 4%,
yep.
Your primary residence
yep.
at least. So the burden has always been on industrial.
Yep.
And the only way that, the only weapon, let me put it that way, that you have in your quiver to use is the fee in lieu of tax agreement that the state allows you to implement where you strike a deal for so many dollars versus what you would have to pay for taxes.
Absolutely. And it's a performance-based incentive. It's our primary tool. It's really there to level out or to put us over the top in a competitive project. There, council is very adamant, you know, let's go get good deals. Let's make sure it's a fit for a variety of reasons. Tax and the cost of our tax compared to our friends up in North Carolina Ooh. Or elsewhere. I mean, they are 2 to 3 times higher here for industrial taxes without that incentive. And then, you know, 388 doesn't help us. And, you know, some people say it puts the fun in dysfunctional. But I just think it's important for us to understand what we're trying to achieve. And then we talk about each project that way. Is this what we want? Does it help us achieve balance in our tax base? Bring the rewards on these performance-based agreements that we have with the companies.
Yeah. I remember, I guess, talking to Kevin Madden or his peers of the city of Rock Hill or TKK. They all say the same thing. If you look at the cost of services for the county, we'll use the county as an example. It costs the county to deliver basic services to any residents. Let's just say it costs $1 and the county might receive 75 cents from the tax base. But if you look at it the other way around, the industry, they make money on that.
Yep.
That's where they make their money.
Yep.
So I got it.
Absolutely.
I understand. Okay, so with all this being said, you referenced the fact that we've got six projects with 600-plus total jobs. These are ones that have already been announced or in the pipeline? What?
Those are announced. Those are companies like Arrival that announced this year and 240 jobs. Coming to Legacy East Business Park, great park in Rock Hill, and Stiwa, which is a Austrian company locating up in Lakemont, they're bringing 44 jobs. That's crossing over from Charlotte. We have some of those type projects, but this is an expansion for them. So what we feel good about is that they actually are going to grow here and do some different stuff. Sensi is a distribution company for the fragrance candles, I don't know if they call them candles, but scented products,
okay.
200 jobs, $6 million investment. And then M. Lilly is a bed manufacturer, internationally owned company, going to lease space in Rock Hill, Riverwalk Business Park, I should say.
Okay. So,
and then expansion of 3D Systems.
Oh, yeah. That really is a...
That's a great company. They've really turned some things around there. If you ever get a chance to look them up, what they're doing for the defense industry coming up, what they're doing in partnership with Clemson University, other institutions where, hey, this is cutting edge stuff. And guess what? They're headquartered in Rock Hill.
I can remember when they came to Rock Hill, been here that long.
Yeah.
Where they've been here, 15 years, 20 years? But yeah, you've been close to that.
Probably right about that.
All righty, so we're looking good,
yep.
Bottom line. I know that you are very big on metrics. You've got a whole bunch of metrics by which you measure our performance, and so does the county manager. He wants to know, you know, how you're doing. So I guess overall we are doing quite well.
Yeah. Yeah, we are doing quite well. Are we where we want to be compared to maybe when the economy was a little more on fire? No, not at all. But that's a product of we are a product of economic times. But we're looking at ways we can do it better and drive the pipeline a little stronger. It's going to take a while for office. That's the one recognition I'm letting folks know. Office environments are a part of our location opportunity, but they're going to be a little trickier to come back.
Well, now, while you say that, I sit here and say to myself, well, maybe not so long as you might think. We have this entity coming out of the ground called the Carolina Panthers, which has got to be a mega drawing card for anything that wants to look for a new location in which to exist. True or false?
True. It has the noted name. And our location will have a fabulous headquarters for the Carolina Panthers. Addition of hotel operation and then a fine healthcare company in addition to one we have already, that being Atrium's Healthcare.
Sure.
But the big picture with that whole 200 acres is the potential for the office. But the office will take time. That developer and partnership with the Panthers, primary focus phase one, get that headquarters of the team there. What happens in phase two and phase three, that's going to take time. I will say this, we are blessed in York County, is that we have those same types of acreage and environments located just north in Fort Mill. We have over 300 acres in the Kingsley development that are undeveloped right now, but master planned and entitled for office.
Oh, yeah.
As much, if not more, office than the Panthers.
And above that, you've got, I forgot what the name, Lincoln Harris?
Yeah, it's called South Bridge Office.
South Bridge, which wants to do the same thing coming down south.
Yep.
And those two will eventually merge.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing this astonishing number, that when those two entities came together, let's say it's 20 years from now, that there would be 50,000 new jobs there?
Significant, yes. Absolutely. It'll be a driver for our economy.
Golly day. Okay, we got to take a break because we've got to cool down the engine here. It's really hot. And remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And, of course, we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. There is a magical way that we do it. Most people know how it's done, but we're going to remind you now at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Slice, slice. Garden, 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 garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
Does your business need to operate more efficiently? Whether you're uploading or sharing large data files, using web-based applications, or streaming high-definition video, businesses demand more bandwidth. Comporium's Business Class Internet with speeds up to 1 gig and dedicated Ethernet options can meet any of these needs. Keep your business growing and growing efficiently. Call Comporium Business Services and learn more about Business Class Internet options, or go online to Comporium.com.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
My concern is, let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attacks, stroke, those things that are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka
expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Wow, have things changed over the last year. This is Charlie Ruffalo. We're thankful for all your support through this situation, but we've come to a crossroad. Starting immediately, we will close on Sundays. This will allow us time to perform necessary maintenance and deep cleaning and also give us time to prepare for the week to come, but we're still willing to do caterings for special events on Sundays. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, but remember, we're still open Monday to Saturday. So come enjoy the best subs and salads in town. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, with your county's Economic Development Director, David Swenson, who is with us today, spreading the joy. Bottom line is that the wheels are starting to turn again, as he said, having lived through COVID and industries shutting down. Obviously, the last thing they're thinking about is expanding. But all the indicators are that we're seeing life come back. And they're looking, industry continues to look for the best place in the world, I say world, to do business. So we have to be competitive.
Yep.
We got to have the labor force. We got to have the land. We got to have the infrastructure. We got to have the tax structure. And we got to have a place where people like to live.
Yeah.
And I got to think, with everything that's going on now, I mean, you see what's here in Rock Hill. We see the Panthers. We see what's available in Charlotte. We now have the York County really getting knee-deep into the park system.
Yep.
With Riverbend. I mean, we have the End Springs Closed Greenway. I mean, geez, what else could we have for them?
Yeah, it's a great mixture.
A
right?
Lake. We got a lake.
Yeah,
go lake. Out there. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Got a remodeled Ebenezer Park.
Yeah. It makes the job that we have promoting York County really exciting. I'd like to say someday it's easy, but, you know, nothing's absolutely easy. There's always challenges. But if we maximize what opportunities come out of challenges and focus on mitigating those risks, because every community has some similarities in some level, different degrees,
yep,
as us. I mean, I can think of comparing us to like Greenville, South Carolina, or Nashville, Tennessee area. There's a lot of similarities, but there's also differences, and how do you overcome those differences?
Smiling faces, beautiful places, right?
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so opportunities. What do you see out there in the way of opportunities?
Yeah, so I think if you look at the opportunities we have here, if you look at the way we're approaching economic development and growth, planning is a key thing, and we've done a great job of planning for some of the things happening with our areas, if it's commercial centers, office areas, industrial areas, and we're updating those plans. So us, as the Economic Development Department, is going through its final stages of our strategic plan, and that'll set us on our path for the next few years. And I know York County Planning is also updating the comprehensive land use plan. So I think that's a positive and a potential for us as we try to maximize opportunities and mitigate risks. Development of product, that being our land and sites and buildings, we've had an active private sector market. I think there's opportunities to continue that. How we do it with partnerships or do it alone, if the public side had to make those investments and decided to do that, there's those potentials. But I think the balance there is understanding what's our goal. And some of our planning is going to get into that. And I think our actions will be an opportunity for us.
Have we moved away? Not, I shouldn't say moved away. I know we've gone through the shell building stage,
yeah,
where we built a bunch of shell buildings, and they all got kind of swallowed up pretty quickly. We had a couple that were slow to get out. But are we still into that right now?
So the answer is no from the public side. I don't think there's the appetite for the public side to do that. because the private side's been doing great.
Yeah. We Legacy East and West.
Yeah, we have eight vertical spec buildings with four more under construction and planned. So, I mean, we have the potential there if somebody wants to lease a building. We're probably a little lighter on the square footage for the smaller user of space, but we can show folks. What we need is land. We need ready-to-go sites or a site within a business park setting, and I think that's something there. Workforce is a potential. We talked about that before. The international business opportunities and the relationship South Carolina, the Charlotte market in York County has with international customers is big. It's slow. It's slow right now because of COVID, but has it been better? Will it be better? Absolutely.
Sure.
Lastly would be the infrastructure. And I think what we see with the bridges on 77 and our potential for maybe a Penny's Five, right? That'll be starting to be talked about in the next few years.
Well, with all that being said, you talk about product, business parks.
Yep.
We've got a new one underway in the city of Rock Hill, Aspen.
Yep.
You also have Legacy East and Legacy West right off of the interstate there. Is that enough product for right now? Because I think Riverwalk is pretty much filled up. Has it not?
Correct.
And Antrim is pretty much filled up?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. The answer is no. We need more sites and acreage in a business park that is turnkey, ready to go. And in particular, for a customer that wants to buy a site.
Right.
Those locations you highlighted have been developer controlled. Have they sold some property? Yes, very, very limited. That's not their intent. In 99% of the case, they want to build a vertical building and lease it to somebody. Right. What we need is some of that, but also a mix of some land that we can sell to a customer.
So, as you know, we talk a lot about these big businesses, ones that come in and make millions and millions of dollars in investment. We're going to hire 100, 200 people. The discussion comes up from time to time. What are we doing, or what should we be doing for smaller businesses that might need a little hand up, not a handout, but a hand up in terms of going to their next level?
Exactly. So we do things for a small business, and I go back to let's define what small business is, right? SBA is under 1,000 employees.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So it's if we're talking about segments of the economy that are like retail and service, we do things relative to providing them with information assistance, referrals, and things like that. If it's the industrial manufacturing market, honestly, we see all small businesses in our portfolio across the board. So we're helping them. It's just a matter of what is the need, what is the most need out there. A lot of them want information on workforce.
Sure.
Some are financing, but capital and access to money is out there. I could probably give them 10 bankers out there that would help them real quick.
Yeah, but they got to bring something to the table.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, David, the half hour has blown right by. Thank you very much for all that you and Teresa and Caroline and Jason and Barbara and Kelly are doing up there. Good team. Good team for sure. Thanks for the work that you're doing. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. The place, of course, is Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. David Swenson, how do you think they do it here? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.